University of Florida scientist Brian Bowman at the Indian River Research and Education Center is studying irrigation of containerized citrus both outdoors and in screenhouses designed to keep HLB spreading psyllids out. Bowman says it's much different from irrigating normal in-ground trees.
It's a whole different ballgame when we're looking at growing trees in the pots. We have a very limited root system, so it's more like actually irrigating tomatoes or nursery plants because we're irrigating multiple times a day. In fact, this last month, the plants used about 1 to 2 gallons of water a day, and it means irrigating probably 4 times a day at least to maintain the water in the plant. So it's a whole different ballgame. It requires automation. And then along with the irrigation comes fertigation, and we're fertigating also on a daily basis.
You think this is possibly a way for fresh fruit growers and others to go in the future?
Well, we need to look at the long-term viability and economics, but it's certainly an exciting option that has a lot of other benefits as far as fruit quality and actually timing of the bloom and hitting market windows.
How have the trees done so far?
Well, the trees are only a year old now. They've done very well. The indoor trees are about a couple months ahead of the outdoor trees.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.